study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2025. It showed that a single dose of the psychedelic LSD could ease anxiety and depression for months. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Officials have confirmed that a tornado hit the Kansas City metro area as storms tracked across Kansas and the Midwest yesterday. KMBC reports that Belton, Missouri was hit by a tornado that damaged homes, uprooted trees, and downed power lines. Officials are asking unaffected residents to stay at home and for non-residents to stay away as crews work to clean up debris and repair power lines. Numerous cars were stranded in downtown Kansas City as Interstate 35 and I-70 experienced flooding and flash flooding. Yesterday's storms were part of a band of severe weather that stretched from Kansas to Wisconsin with at least 20 confirmed tornadoes, strong winds, and heavy rainfall. A 21-year-old Kansas City man pleaded guilty yesterday to a weapons charge for his part in the Super Bowl parade shootings. As Peggy Lowe reports, Terry Young was sentenced to 2 years.
Young was originally charged with second-degree murder in the February 2024 shootings, which killed Lisa Lopez Galvan and injured 23 others. Both Galvan's family and Jackson County prosecutor Melissa Johnson said they were disappointed in the outcome, but Johnson says Missouri's Stand Your Ground defense prevented her from moving forward with a trial. Young has already served 2 years in the Jackson County jail and is expected to be released soon. Another Kansas City man who allegedly fired the first shot that day faces a trial next year. I'm Peggy Lowe.
The Kansas City Royals lost to the Yankees last night 4-2. They play their second game in the series in New York at 12:35 this afternoon. Meanwhile, in college baseball, the 18th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks game at Oklahoma State last night was suspended because of inclement weather. The Jayhawks were behind 6-2 in the bottom of the third when the game was suspended. It will resume at 2:05 this afternoon. Then the regularly scheduled game for today will start about 45 minutes later. KU is on an 11-game winning streak. Our forecast for today, sunny skies, much cooler temperatures with highs around 60 degrees. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Hard to get giant pandas to breed.
That's what I do my best work. People are watching me, and I have to propagate my species.
I'm Peter Zagel. This week, we'll do our best work while nobody's watching us because we're on the radio. Join us for the week's news quiz. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me coming up here on Kansas Public Radio at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately after Weekend Edition Saturday. Meanwhile, coming up on Weekend Edition in Venezuela, flocks of colorful birds that once brightened city skies are starting to disappear. We'll find out why coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, and more. May 1st, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center. More at music.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures with highs around 60 degrees. Winds from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour today, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear and quite cold tonight, with lows getting down to the mid-30s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. It's 42 degrees and sunny in Atchison, 45 degrees in Chanute, where there's a flood warning, 43 in Emporia, 43 degrees in Manhattan, 43 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support
Fusion Sound here on All Things Considered from NPR News?
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up for the next 20 minutes, including a conversation with Irish singer C-Matt about her new album, Euro Country. Her particular blend of country, rock, and traditional Irish music, and her U.S. tour. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. By the way, that U.S. tour is bringing C-Matt to Lawrence and the Granada next Saturday, April 25th. Again, C-Matt coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures in store with highs around 60 degrees, winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cold overnight tonight with lows getting down to the mid-30s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. It's 44 in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. If you enjoyed that story about C-Matt, she's bringing her tour to Lawrence next Saturday, April 25th. She'll be performing at the Granada in downtown Lawrence. Coming up on Weekend Edition, coming up on Kansas Public Radio, rather, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. That's just ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures with highs only around 60 degrees. It's 46 in Lawrence, 45 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. Many rulers have fought with the Pope, and sometimes it's gone well, sometimes it hasn't. But this week we entered into unknown territory, because never before has anyone gotten into a beef with a Pope from Chicago. We'll ask who may have taken on more than he bargained for. Plus, the man who guards the Stanley Cup tells us its secrets. And Alzo Slade, filling in for Bill Curtis, revels in what happened when somebody at a grocery store mistook him for Bill.
I didn't have to pay for eggs for a hot minute.
We'll ask who's really getting a bargain on breakfast on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. After the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz yesterday,
Youth Development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and cool today with highs around 60 degrees, winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in front of an
NPR.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week and our special feature from the inaugural 780 Songwriter Circle event at Lawrence Public Library. featuring Susanna Johannes, Colin Halliburton, and Jeff Stoltz with host Chris Mulla. Live performance and conversation with three Lawrence songwriters recorded live at Lawrence Public Library. That's this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Everything
from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay, Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of music movie scores, including Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more. Saturday, May 2nd. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees. It's 45 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
In just a minute, learn of the secret to squeaky clean romance in our listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us in the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
It's a blues party, Kansas City style, this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, when we hear Mike Bourne and KC Boogie. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon till noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/OneDayOneKU. And from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. Sunny skies, much cooler temperatures with highs today around 60 degrees. It's 46 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Moth Radio Hour. The time is 11 o'clock.
Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7:30 at Liberty Hall, 7 o'clock, rather, at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. And from Plainspoken Books, an imprint of the University Press of Kansas, publishing nonfiction books that amplify the voices of the Midwest by telling local stories of national significance. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. This is KPR.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRN.
The Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the 39th season finale, Spring Enchantment, Thursday, April 30th, with a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Details at kcchamberorchestra.org. And from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay, Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Coming up in 15 minutes, it's This American Life, stories of cheating, cheaters, and the cheated. That's This American Life in 15 minutes on KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour.
True is remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Galt McDermott, Steve Fawcett, The Goat Rodeo Session, Bob Marley, and the Paragons. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today, cheating, cheaters, and the cheaters. We'll hear about being the mistress and temptation. That's on This American Life, coming up next here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at Midwest Art Auction. Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? KPR's vehicle donation program may be able to help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Find out more at kcfarmschool.org. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees, winds from the northwest with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It was a while ago, the spring of 2009.